Hi there, and welcome to Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast. I am Reese.
I'm Clarissa, and this is.
Kill Me Now, Season 1, Episode 3.
I guess let's just get into it. So, Reese, could you give us a recap about this episode?
It opens on Friday night dinner, and Emily and Richard are talking about all the chefs they've had over the years, and we meet Sarah, their chef now.
Well, not just chefs. I guess, like, they're maids, because the maids do everything, I think.
Right. Oh,
Wait.
yeah, true.
Yeah, I think they just, like all around everything. Sorry, continue.
Right. Emily kind of forces Richard into taking Rory to play golf with him to the club. And then Lorelai has a wedding at the end where two twin sisters are marrying two twin brothers.
Which is crazy
Creepy, a
to
little
think
bit
about.
scary. Lorelai kind of gets annoyed with that, like she's bonding, Rory's bonding with her grandparents. And that's like the life Lorelai like ran away from as a kid. Suki or Jackson brings Suki blueberries instead of strawberries, and Suki needs strawberries to make strawberry shortcake, but instead she makes blueberry shortcake with the blueberries. They have another fruit fight, which we'll get into later. We learn that Rory wants to do a backpacking trip through Europe after Rory graduates from high school with her mom. Michelle's scared of swans.
We meet that one guy again that we met at their house.
Yeah, we
Mitch,
met
Mike,
Mick.
Nick.
Yes. Yeah. And then we see Drella, the twins' mom, which is like she's like so done with the twins. She's like so frustrated with them. We see Babette and their cat Cinnamon is stuck under their porch. And Rory this time actually wants to go to Friday night dinner. So, yeah. And it's so funny. And then Lorelai kind of gets really stingy and she's just like, she gets kind of like frustrated. She's like, that's my favorite sweater.
Yeah, and she's like, "Well, you're gonna stretch it out," and it's just like nonsense because she's just like all mad at her about nothing.
Yeah, and then she's just like, we can compare bra sizes. We'll see. I can prove it. And
Yeah,
Rory's
there's.
just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Because Rory knows like what's really going on and why she's like mad at her.
Yeah, she can kind of feel it, definitely. And then we see like Suki and Jackson. They're like, Suki's chasing Jackson after Jackson sees Suki trying to buy strawberries from someone else.
Yes, that was one of my favorite scenes.
Oh my gosh, I was
Suki's just like,
laughing
"Jackson."
so
She's
hard.
like, yeah, they're literally like running through town, sprinting after each other. And she's like, "No, Jackson, come back."
Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry.
And Jackson's like, "You're cheating on me for
Yes.
these low-priced strawberries."
Right, so funny. Yes. And then we see the twins' weddings. And we see Lorelai and Rory and they make up after their little fight. Lorelai kind of accepts like, oh, this is Rory wants to be in a relationship with she wants to have a relationship with her grandparents, and Lorelai wants that, but she's just like too much has happened and she's just trying hard, but it's like hard for her to have a relationship with her parents. And then we end on Friday night dinner. Emily's still rubbing it in that Rory had a good time at the club.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Lorelai's just still trying to wrap her head around it too.
Yeah, which is like understandable. Oh, well, thank you for the recap. But it's understandable about like Lorelai, because you know, like Lorelai grew up with her parents, like her being forced into so many different things. Because you do not see like Lorelai as the kind of person that would like be put in those like tedious, have to be perfect every second kind of situations.
Right.
Because I mean, like, she drives a Jeep. I feel like that says so many things, as
Right.
we
It's a
said from the last
lifestyle.
episode. It is a lifestyle. And she's just so outgoing and so adventurous.
Yeah.
And it, like, it's understandable because she's had Rory to herself all these years, and she's like kind of gotten like used to it. And now she's like getting jealous that, first of all, she's starting to lose Rory, and second of all, that Emily's right about it. and that Rory might want to be with them and get to know them.
Yeah, definitely. So I think let's just like dive right in. We have a lot to unpack in this episode. Before we get started, let's talk about coffee count.
Oh, yeah. How many coffee counts did we get? Because I did not catch that many today.
Yeah, I got two.
Yeah, I feel like it was just so eventful. Like, there wasn't much coffee needed.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot to unpack in this episode. And I'm sure they drank coffee. And we just didn't see it. But there's a lot that happened in this episode.
But I feel like we didn't even, like, see Luke this episode at all.
No, we didn't see him at all. Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start Friday Night Dinner opening scene. Emily and Richard talking about their past chefs. It's so funny. And they're just like, no, I think I liked her. And Emily's just like, no, you liked the other girl. And it's just so funny.
Yeah, then it turned out to be a guy, the one that he liked.
And Lorelai's just like, how did you get a guy and a girl mixed up?
And he's like, Lorelai, I don't have time to notice these things. I'm always busy. I'm never home. But he's like, but it was a girl and a guy.
Right. Yes. It's so funny. And then Emily thinks their new chef, her name's Mira. And Lorelai's just like, oh, the dinner was lovely, Mira. And then Mira's like, it's Sarah.
Yes.
And Lorelai's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, Mom. What?
Yeah, and then later on, she's like, Mira, dessert. And Lorelai goes, yeah, bring Sarah with you.
Yes, so good. And then we learn Rory has to go out for a school sport. And then, but we learn that she's not the athletic type, so.
Yeah, that's where golf comes in.
Yeah, and she's like, name all these sports. And then Emily's like, oh, golf? Richard plays golf all the time. And Richard's like, no, Emily, don't do it. And Emily's just like, your grandfather can take you and he can teach you. And then Richard's like, no, I don't think so. Yeah. And you can tell, like, they're both kind of don't want to do it.
Yeah, they're both, like, controversial against it. They're like, no, I really don't want to. And then Lorelai says, he's like, oh, no, Rory's the sweetest person you'll ever meet. She's not going to tell you no, no matter what. And that's when Emily pulls up. She's like, well, you'll see. They're going to have a great time, and you're going to feel jealous because you have her all to yourself.
Right. And Lorelai's just like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And then, like, later on the episode, you see, like, that does happen. She gets jealous
of
the relationship they're starting to bond. Mm-hmm. Like, they're starting to create.
Yeah. Before that happens, I love how, like, Lorelai and Rory are walking out to their car. And Lorelai's just like, I'm sorry, they kind of blindsided you. And Rory's just like, it's okay. And Rory's like, why don't you come with me? And Lorelai's like, no. She's like, I'd rather cut off my head and use it as a punch bowl than go to the club with you. And then she names all these things. And then Rory's like, do you want to drive so you can keep going? And she's like, would you? I'm on a roll.
I know. They're so funny.
It's so good.
I forgot about that part. That part's good.
So funny. Then we learn that Lorelai's hosting/planning a wedding at the Independence Inn for two twin sisters and two twin brothers.
Kind of crazy. And you hear, like, how spoiled they are because the mother has to do it and everything. And they're like, oh, yeah, their father spoils them and everything.
Right.
And they're like, she's like, do you have a daughter? She's like, yeah, I do. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, oh, no. No, I love my daughter. And it was, like, something like that.
Right. And she was like, but I wasn't a fan of her when in labor. And the twins mother, she was like, that was the high of their lifetime.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's terrible.
I know. But it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so mean, but it's so funny at the same time.
It is so funny.
Yeah, and then the twins' mom says, like, this is my favorite place in the world. And then you can tell, like, Lorelai's just like, yeah, that's, like, so sweet. She takes, like, pride in it. She's like, mm-hmm, yeah, because I feel like she's just like, yeah, I run it. That's, like, I make it your favorite place in the world because I'm, like, running it. And I feel like she's just like, yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Lorelai's, like, the heart of the inn. Same with, like, Suki and Michelle. And even Drella. Like, they're, yes. like, the heart of the inn. I mean, that's the only people you see.
Yeah.
But Lorelai is, like, the true heart of it. And she creates it all. Because she's such, like, a good planner.
Yes,
like, same
definitely.
With the flowers. Like, she's like, oh, no, I just thought because blue and pink makes purple. And
yeah.
she just tries to, like, solve all their, like, little problems.
Yes, definitely. And then we go to Richard and Rory's golf excursion. And we see Rory's hat.
Oh, I thought that hat was so funny.
So funny. And then Emily's just like, yes, now you look like Tiger Woods.
But why she was putting on the hat, you look back and there's Richard just like shaking his head. And he's like, whatever, Emily. Because he just doesn't want to do this. He knows Rory doesn't really want to do this because they don't ever talk. Like, they're not close family. It's kind of just like bringing her along of Richard's could have been perfect golfing day.
Right, exactly. And I feel like the forcefulness of Emily kind of brought him to be like, okay, fine, I'll take you. And then further on into the episode, we see like Richard actually, more than probably anyone else in the series that we've met so far, kind of understands Rory and gets her.
Yeah, exactly. And understands her love of books. And that's probably where she gets from is
yeah,
all the books that he loves to read. And he like inspires her about traveling and
mm-hmm.
reading and stuff.
Yeah, and I think their conversations, like as they walk in and out through the club, it's like they're both so intelligent that they just like bounce off each other and make like good conversation that like challenges them both to like talk about subjects that like no one else kind of really understands.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just so sweet because they're funny.
Yes, I love
it. And she gets to learn all like the country club stuff.
Yeah, the country club ways, I guess.
Yeah, the country club ways.
Yes, and we see like Rory try to swing a golf club, and it's so funny. And she's like, "I'm guessing that was wrong."
Yes, and then when she's telling Lorelai at the end of the day, she's like, "Oh yeah, I finally eventually hit it. It might have not been my ball, but I hit a ball."
Right, and she's just like, "At least I tried."
Yeah, exactly.
So funny. And then they're like going, then like we meet like Gloria, the girl, the lady on the golf cart.
Oh, it is Gloria. I forgot her name.
Yeah, I write down people's names so I don't forget them.
That's a good idea. I should start doing that. But yeah, and what do they call her?
Oh wait, yes, Richard's like, oh yes, we should definitely meet up sometime and play. You and Emily can play. And she's like, she drives away in her golf cart, and Richard's like, that's the most odious woman alive. It's so good. And then the women in the sauna too, they say the exact same thing, and Rory's just like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, they all just have like a certain act for that one person.
Yes, I love it.
And it's hilarious.
Yes, I love it so much. And then into the, like the sauna, that part's so awkward. I hate it so much.
Oh, and she's like, she's just like stuck in there.
Yes, it's so awkward and so funny. Her just like sitting in the sauna with those old ladies,
and she's just eavesdropping. Like that's all she's doing.
Yes, that's like me in every conversation with adults, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna listen to your conversation.
You get to like learn new things though.
Exactly.
But yeah, and then you go to Richard's sauna and they're talking like, oh, who is the new young lady in there who is walking around with you? And they're like, oh, that was my granddaughter. She's going to Chilton. They're like, oh, my daughter. She's kind of like, just came out of the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
And it's just like all this really funny stuff of like how different the daughters is, like their granddaughters are. And Richard starts to get pride in Rory and Fiona's show her off.
Yeah, definitely. And especially when they like go to lunch. And they start, and Richard's just like starts telling his friends about her, and he really like realizes like this is a really smart girl, and I actually like love her, and like I need to protect her, and I feel like that's where like they start bonding really.
Yeah, because if you think about it, he couldn't do that with Lorelai, because Lorelai was like the oddball, and yeah, she was like the ones you couldn't like really bring to the country club, or the ones people will talk about. So now it's like kind of like a relief with Rory, and he's like, I can actually like show her off and be proud of her, and people will be like impressed by the kind of person she is. Because that's why like Lorelai felt so trapped, because she had to be like this one kind of certain person.
Yeah, they had like expectations for her that she didn't want to fulfill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And I love when they start talking about like the places Richard's been, and then where Rory wants to go someday.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember where that was, but yeah, it was like this like Wakanda or something. That's definitely wrong, but it was like this like one place not many people have been, and she's like, yeah, that's the point. Like, she wants to find out where that is and what's there.
Yeah, it's just, it's so sweet. He like really understands her. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, I feel like she like loves that.
Yeah. And after that, they like start calling, and they find interest in books together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Lorelai, after that, she's like, oh, why is he calling her? He never does that. Like, why she's spending all this time with him? And then she tries to get them out of like Friday dinner.
Yeah. But then Rory just like says like, actually, I want to go.
Yeah. And after time, like, Lorelai just has to learn how to accept that Rory might want the life that she never did, because that's just maybe who she is now.
Right, exactly. And we, before we get to like the end of the episode and Friday night dinner, we see like the wedding and them still getting ready for the wedding in the swan delivery from, as we know right now, Mick, but they don't like say his name in the episode, but from the Lorelai first date, she'll tell me to know his name is Mick, right? And we learned that Michelle was attacked by swans as a child, and he hates swans.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. I did not expect that when I saw that.
It was so funny. And I love how, like, Lorelai's just like, okay, you gotta help me either way. And then Drella comes up with the harp, and she's like, can somebody help me move this? And Laura was just like, you have two options, swans or Drilla. And he's like, they're both monsters.
And yeah, I'll take the swans.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah, and then you also have the one with Drilla, and he's like, all right, I need you to play this or this song. Like, they're both requesting it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm not a radio box. It's like, if you want a radio box, you can find one. Like, I am like a highly paid artist with my harp. And she's like, I'll give you an extra $100. She's like, I am your personal radio.
Yeah.
Or something so like funny. That.
Yes. I loved it. Yeah. Yes.
It's hilarious. Drell is a character.
And then we see Rory and Lorelai at home, at their house. And Rory like looking into a mirror, and she's just like sitting there, and they're sitting on the back patio or back front porch. Sorry. And Laura is just like, do I need to leave you two alone? And Rory's just like, no. And Rory says, like, I kind of want to change my hair. And I don't know what she kind of meant by that, but I kind of have an idea. Like, I kind of want to change my hair to, like, kind of fit in with, like, the club society, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, she's starting to grow up and see all that new stuff, because she's, like, never experienced much out of, like, this small town they've lived in. Because now she's, like, experienced Chilton, and she's, like, been, like, the country club and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Babette runs over, and she's like, Cinnamon, their cat, is stuck under the porch again. Can I borrow some olive oil and a shoehorn? And and do you know what a shoehorn is?
Yeah. Do you not know what a shoehorn is?
I had to look it up.
Oh, well, it's kind of like when you stick it in the back of your shoe and it pulls, like, it pushes your foot in, kind of.
Right, I had to look it up, and then I had to ask my mom, and I was like, Mom, what's a shoehorn? And then she was like, it's this thing you put in the back of your shoe, and it makes, like, things really tight. I was like, okay.
Yeah, we have to use it all the time, because sometimes our shoes do not like us. But oh, yeah. Maybe it's, like, an older thing. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know what it was. I mostly wear, like, Vans, so I don't know. I'm gonna read a shoehorn.
Do it, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, and then we have another fruit fight about the strawberries.
Yes, we do have a fruit fight.
With
And they're like, just make a blueberry a thingamabob.
blueberry shortcake
A blueberry shortcake.
instead of strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, and at the end of the movie, you see they compromised, and she's like, oh, I've never heard of a blueberry shortcake. I was like, oh yeah, it's the Independence Inn special.
Right, because Lorelai brings the leftover dessert from the wedding to Friday night dinner.
Yeah, and Emily makes like a big deal about it, and she's like, oh, you're just gonna bring scraps for us.
I know, which is like so rude. Oh
I
my
know.
gosh.
She's such a character, but
And then another part of the fruit fight was like Dookie and Lorelai are like walking and talking about their like Lorelai and Rory's kind of little baby fight. But and Suki finds strawberries and she runs across the street and almost gets hit by a bike.
Yes, I was dying when I saw that. I forgot about that part.
Oh
That
my
poor
gosh.
bike guy just goes flying.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Dookie doesn't turn around, she just keeps sprinting towards the strawberries.
No, just like no reaction. She just keeps going towards the strawberries. And then you see she's like looking at them and like picking through them and she's just like taking handfuls. And then Jackson sees her and she's just like, Suki! And she's like, Jackson, no, I really need strawberries. And Jackson's like, no, it's fine. And then he just like starts walking away. And Suki's like, Jackson, no, I'm sorry. And she chases him down the street. And it's so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Just
They're really
wait.
funny.
Yeah, it's just like weaving in between. Between like cars that are driving down the street.
Yeah, they have such like a funny relationship. Because he like he
Yes.
guilt trips her, and then Suki's like, no, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's so funny. And then we go back to the wedding, right? And we see Lorelai and Rory. I think they're like doing like the guest book. Because like sometimes you go to like weddings and you see like guest books and like people who like came like sign their names and like write a little note and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
I think they're like doing that.
Yeah, that's when you see like the dress, and Lorelai and Rory have like the talk, and they're like, yeah, I get that you guys are getting really close. And she's like, I wish, and Lori's like, I wish like you could be as close with them now. She's like, it's just, like, and Lorelai's like, it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, she's like too much has happened. And I love how right you see like the little girl in the dress and she's like seems kind of frustrated and then her mom's like fixing it and we don't know these characters but they're just like people we see in the episode. And then Rory at the end of their little conversation she's like thank you for not putting me in a dress like that. And I think that just says something to like sends kind of like a mini message to Lorelai, like saying like she like loves me for not putting her into that society of like the rich or like the too good, you know?
Yeah, the
But
goody-goody.
yeah. And but also she wants to be in it, but not too much where she's wearing that kind of dress.
Yeah, she's kind of saying, she's like, I love you as a mother. Is like, I know you didn't have me like in that kind of life because of it, and it's like, I love you for that. Like, I still love you more than the society that I'm like slowly growing into.
Yeah, definitely. And then they make up, and that's like my favorite scene of just like Lorelai holding Rory, and it's so cute.
That's like an iconic like piece too. I think that's in
It's in
the
the
intro.
intro, right?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
thought so.
Yeah, I love spotting like little clips in the show that's in the intro. It's my favorite. I love it.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
We'll try to
And
spot some of those.
yes. Is that basically it?
Well, then we have Friday night dinner again, right?
Oh, that's right.
We have two Friday night dinners in scenes in this episode, which is crazy. But one in the beginning, in the very beginning, and one at the very end. But anyway, they come with the blueberry the blueberry shortcake, as you said before, leftovers. And then they kind of Emily starts talking about like how much Rory loved the club and kind of just rubbing it in even more to Lorelai.
Yeah.
That's just after she like already said sorry to Rory for kind of losing it and kind of has accepted it. And then she's just like, wow, Mom, you really have to bring that up right now and start talking about it again.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's something. And then, yeah, Rory and Richard, he's like, oh, and I found this in this book. And they go together and they just leave Lorelai alone. And she just sits there and she like has to take in what it's going to be like now that she's close with her parents.
Yeah, or has to grow close to her parents because, not has to, but kind of has to form this relationship because Rory wants to be in their lives more than Lorelai initially thought she wanted to be.
Yeah, and just, like, slowly accepts her, like, new fate and new life.
Definitely. That's kind of, like, where our episode ends. There was a lot to unpack in this episode.
There was. It was a really sweet episode. I love this episode.
Yes, I love it, too. Do you want to kind of go over our character of the episode?
Yeah, sure. There was a lot of potential episodes because you have Jackson and Suki who are really funny this episode. Even though they were like main characters, they're still pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we had that one mother. I don't know if she was a main character, but I always thought she was a good character and she was funny.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've just been calling her, like, the twins' mom. She didn't really, like, have a name. They didn't, like say her name.
No, they didn't. And then you have Lorelai, who was, like, learned a lot this episode. I feel like she was, like, kind of on, like, the back bench or, like, on the bench for this episode because she kind of just, like, sat and learned things about, like, everything new she was learning.
Right. There was also, like, a lot of self-discovery for herself.
That's a good word for it. I could not pick one. But, yeah. And then we have Rory, who's, like, learning, like, to meet her grandparents. But I don't know. This is my opinion. But I think Richard might win it for this week because we just got to meet him more in his character. And how sweet he's become towards Rory and their relationship that's, like, bonded.
Yeah, I definitely was thinking the same thing. We learned a lot about his character. And how sweet he is. And even though he was kind of forced into going to play golf with Rory, you can still kind of feel like it kind of grew on him.
Yeah, she definitely did grow on him. And he just, like, learns to love her and their relationship. But yeah, yes. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys tune in next time.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Reese and Clarissa Talking Fast.
Yes, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.